Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The hour is Monday, the 17th of January, and you're with the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay Kirshner is here. Victoria is off today. And today is a significant day for a lot of Americans because it's known by several different names. MLK Junior Day, Martin Luther King Junior Day. I don't hold with it being just a holiday for Martin Luther King. I think it should be a holiday for but we're celebrating people who have been beleaguered in our country. There ought to be a consumer day, not consumer in the sense that we go out and buy stuff, but a day, which is what really this has turned into. It's the Martin Luther King special day. Go buy your sheets or whatever it is.
Yes, the weekend of sales galore.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, the unions were the ones who created this day. Not the work that was done by Martin Luther King, although it was something good to honor. Most people don't realize how strong, most people maybe your age, Jay, I would put it that way, don't realize how strong the labor movement have been. And it was a result of outrageous, absurd things that went on that hurt the American worker. And so unionism came into vogue. Because of the sweatshops, things that actually still exist in some businesses and some circles today, not so much in our country, but around the world. But anyway, the whole business about equality and rights and things that have come not just to mean Black Lives Matter, but to mean, you know, paying attention to all those people who have been disenfranchised or been cheated in the system. There have been plenty of those one way or another. Anyway, I remember when John Conyers, who was a congressman from Michigan for a long time, he and Senator Edward Brooke, both Conyers and Brooke was from Massachusetts, was the first black senator, I think he was the first black senator ever, but I'm going to tell you that it wasn't, I think he was the first black senator, if I'm remembering my history correctly. Anyway, he came from Massachusetts and Conyers was from Michigan, and after King's death, they introduced a bill in Congress to make his birthday a national holiday. It came to a vote in the House in 1979. It was 5 votes short. 2 other figures had national holidays honoring them, George Washington and Christopher Columbus. And soon after that, there was support from corporate community members, the general public. And so there was I'm trying to remember now. I've always thought that the Columbus thing, ever since I've been almost a mature adult, was an outrage, and I must be the lone wolf crying. No, there are more people
with
now.
Columbus Day?
Oh, yeah.
Columbus Day is on its way out. I don't even
know
the people.
Yeah, you're not the lone wolf here on that.
No, right.
And I would say, if you're comparing them, I mean, more people get the day off. More people, I think, observe Martin Luther King Day than do Columbus Day anymore anyway.
Yeah. Well, as perhaps well ought to be, the case. He was an extremely effective orator. The movies that are around now about Aretha Franklin, interestingly enough, there have been a couple of movies and series about her and her life. They have featured prominently her connection with Martin Luther King and the movement. So there's been a little bit more attention to that lately because of the Aretha thing. But there always is on his birthday, there's always the focus on him. There are always the naysayers who say, well, he was really this kind of a guy or that kind of a guy. What he did was bring to the attention not only of Americans but to people around the world what needed to be done to get people in progressive societies or in normal society, I guess, to be treated equally. There's no reason why everybody shouldn't be treated equally. There isn't a reason why everybody shouldn't be treated equally, no matter whether it's race, whether it has to do with their mental abilities, whether it has to do with their physical abilities, color of the skin, none of that stuff. In the real world, that isn't the way it is, unfortunately, but that's the way I was raised, and that's the way it ought to be. Anyway, so we have Martin Luther King Day, and President Reagan originally opposed to the holiday, citing the cost concerns and stuff, which was a really weak argument, but he did sign the bill to create the federal holiday, and so here we have it. First observed January 20th, 1986. I think his real birthday, this isn't one of those birthdays they put on a Monday. It's on his real day, his real birthday, right? Isn't that, this is one of these labor union birth, labor union holidays. They push everything to Monday so they can have a 3-day weekend. So now I'm questioning myself. Is his birthday January 17th or is his birthday January 20th?
His birthday is January 15th.
Yeah, oh, I know. 15th. They celebrate it on a Monday.
Yeah, because of the labor unions pushing everything for a 3-day weekend. That's why. Anyway, there wouldn't be a complete focus on Martin Luther King without at least an excerpt from his I Have a Dream speech.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream.
You know, there are these days, maybe it's because of Black Lives Matter, the fact that it did a lot of good at that time and progressively got a little better. To a lot better for some, depending on where in the country you lived. And then it sort of slipped back again. And then there were people who were more sensitive, or perhaps they had more in it, because there certainly has been a lot made of Black Lives Matter since Derek Chauvin, Floyd Brown, and
George Floyd.
George Floyd. With Floyd Brown. It's the guy that owns a radio station. Anyway, the whole business.
But think about the difference. I'd be really curious to know today what Martin Luther King Jr. would think about Black Lives Matter movement. And I honestly think, I don't know, because I'm not his, I'm not his family and, maybe this. But just judging by what he said, I don't know how supportive of the BLM movement he would be. Obviously, on the very, surface.
Depends on the context in which it's taken, Jennifer.
Right. I mean, if you say Black Lives Matter, well, yes, Black Lives Matter. But what does their organization do to push that? I mean, you listen right there to that very famous line from Martin Luther King Jr. He says that we should be judged not on our skin color, but on the content of our character. Mm-hmm. Now it seems like we've almost gone to forget the content of our character. If we have a certain skin color, then let's go.
It.
I mean, movement that he was creating was such an important one, and it was about rising up to righteousness, to do the right thing, not to push violence. I mean, just in the lines there, he's so inspirational, such an inspirational figure, where he says that we will rise up in this nation because we'll be considered equal. He never talked about rising up and let's kill everybody. He talked about let's rise up. He had hope that this nation would rise up to its potential. And I mean, how can you fault that? I mean, I know a lot of people did, and that's why he ended up dead at a young age, but the message today it holds true. And
but why is there so much hate? Why do people have that? There's a movie that I saw on the plane going out to Salt Lake over the weekend called Joe Bell. Are you familiar with that? Mark Wahlberg, Connie Britton is in it, and a youngster who really did a great job. I don't remember his name. It's the first time I've seen him on the screen. Do you know the movie Joe Bell?
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it.
Yeah. It's a story, a true story, about a man who decided that he would walk across the country in honor of his dead gay son, who killed himself because there was so much prejudice aimed toward him. He was beaten up. He was ridiculed. He had a horrible young life, as do a lot of people who are different. It seems to me, and especially now with social media, that young people who are different really have a tough time of things. And the idea of, maybe it's become more prevalent, or maybe we've become more aware of it, whether it's more prevalent or not. I can remember some things that went on when I was in high school, in junior high school, with kids that were just awful. 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 You can hear the rain pelting against the windows in my studio. It's pouring rain here. And just about turned into snow. Oof. Anyway, it just is a problem of humanity. You look at the Uyghurs and the way they're pushed around by the Chinese. Look at the Chinese now; they were pushed around in America and elsewhere. Look at any number of minorities, and look at after September 11th, did every single person who worshipped Islam, did they deserve to be treated the way they were treated? No, but that's what happened. And to a point, it still is. You can come up with any number of people. Look at what the Irish went through when they came to America. Irish need not apply. Look at the Italians and what they went through when they came to America. It's not just blacks. It's just that
go back to that message from Martin Luther King Jr. If we judge people by the content of their character, we wouldn't have any of these problems, right? It wouldn't matter the skin color, the sexuality, the religion, but people are constantly trying to put people into groups and boxes.
Yeah.
And sometimes, it's not just those people who want to hold people down. Sometimes it's those people who want to uplift one another, create another box, and then we're just more divided again.
Well, look at the prejudice in certain circles aimed at people who are farmers or youngsters who grow up on the farm or work on the farm. Ooh, that kid smells like a pig. Or, ooh, that kid, this kind of stuff. Because there aren't many people anymore who are growing up on farms, and therefore, because they're different, he can't, do you drive cars? Both of you drove cars to school when you were younger. Jennifer, did somebody make fun of you because you were driving some old car?
But that was a consideration, by the way, because, my dad told me, if you want to drive, here's the keys to my old car. Good luck to you.
Yeah, right.
That's kind of it. If you want something better, you raise money and you buy a new car, and that's what I did.
It certainly is worth thinking about. Look at the way some Democrats look at people who support Trump. Whether you support them or you don't, but look at what goes on. We got a conversation about that coming up in the next half hour. In fact, 18 after the hour now.
Your local Staples is saying thanks in a big way. Right now, earn a $30 Staples store bonus when you spend $100 in store. Get custom printing or signage for your business, earn a $30 bonus. Get the latest tech, earn a $30 bonus. Get supplies for your classroom, earn a $30 bonus. It's that easy. Set yourself up for success in the new year by exploring what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Limit 1 ends 1/22. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin targets all over body fat. Of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calendrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calendrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com, or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindberg is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and even learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 now after the hour, keeping track of the time on Monday, January the 17th. We are the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay, and Jen are here. Victoria's off today. I'm Doug, and Bob Saget and the full house, all the people that were a part of his life have come together, and we'll tell you that story right after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so let's get to this, Jay. The Friday funeral for Bob Saget had lots of luminaries, as one might have expected, right, under the circumstances.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, he was laid to rest on Friday. This comes just 5 days after he was found and he had passed away in his hotel room. And there's just so many good things to say about him. The entire cast of Full House was at the funeral. His friends, Jeff Ross and John Mayer, they did a live stream on social media when they were the ones that went to go pick up his car from where he had parked it at LAX, the airport. And they were just sharing all these stories about him and talking about how everybody in Bob's life knew how much they were loved. There was never a question of it. Bob was just so loving and so full of love that everybody knew how loved they were, and they also knew how loved everyone else in his life was. His wife, Kelly Rizzo, she broke her silence over the weekend, took to social media saying how she's trying really hard during this time of reflection, that she doesn't want to focus and feel like she was robbed of time, but instead just remembering him and thinking about how lucky she was that she, quote unquote, got to be married to one of the most incredible men on the face of the earth.
Do they have children?
They do not have children together, but he has three adult children from his previous wife, Sherry Kramer.
Yeah, okay.
And she even said, like, she called him that he was pure love. And that's one of the things that I know everybody says you don't speak ill of the dead, but sometimes there are things
they
that come out after people die. And when it comes to Bob Saget, everybody was like, no, this guy made you feel like you were the most important person on the planet. He actually he had
a
connection with.
What a great talent that is.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, God.
I was talking to my old co-host in Los Angeles this weekend. Doug, you know him, Brian Whitman.
Yeah.
Say what you. I mean, he used to perform, I guess, in the Comedy Store with Bob Saget, and so he was just talking about how even then, when you have someone who is like trying to come up in the comedy business, how Bob Saget would be supportive, he would be kind, you know, and this is unusual because I don't know if you guys have noticed it. I just, in this business, every time I get excited to meet someone who's a comedian, they're always disappointing because they're always kind of deep and dark. But Bob Saget, apparently not like that at all.
Yeah, and there's so many great things coming out about him. How he even took in this, like, not took her in, but this 9-year-old girl who was dealing with an autoimmune disorder, the same one that took his own sister's life back in the 90s. And he spends time with the family and helping find a cure. And he's just, oh, the world lost a good one.
Yeah, and that's the way to think about it. Think about that in terms of anybody that may have been in your life that was positive in terms of influence. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Chevrolet has introduced the 2024 Silverado EV with a GM estimated range of 400 miles on a full charge. Developed from the ground up on GM's advanced Ultium EV platform, the Silverado EV offers a combination of capability, performance, and versatility, and advanced technologies that can evolve the vehicle over time. Two configurations will be offered, an RST first edition and a fleet-oriented WT model. For more automotive tech news, just go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Born on this day in 1929, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day is also known as Days of Service. MLK Day of Service is intended to empower individuals, strengthen communities, bridge barriers, create solutions to social problems, and move us closer to Dr. King's vision of a beloved community.
Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside.
Tsunami waves rolled ashore Saturday along the west coast of the United States after the powerful eruption of an undersea volcano near the Tonga Islands in the Pacific Ocean. Meteorologists reported 1 to 3 foot waves generating minor flooding. Some Alaska residents reported hearing a sonic boom roughly 7 hours after the volcano erupted. A pressure wave traveled 5,820 miles from Tonga to Anchorage at a speed of 830 miles an hour. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As the White House continues to ignore the threat of violence against President Trump by Iran, one lawmaker is calling out the Biden administration's silence as dangerous to all Americans. Republican Representative Kat Kamick on Newsmax.
You know, this is just really frustrating because when you see a video like that with what Iran's Supreme Leader put out, it's not just offensive, it's dangerous, it's violent. And you would hope that we could maybe look past this as Republicans versus Democrats. This is an American issue that they need to be looking at this through this lens. And you have to ask yourself, is this administration, the Biden administration, are they so obsessed with Trump? Are they so hate-filled and vitriolic towards President Trump and his supporters that they can't even bring themselves to condemn a violent and dangerous video from Iran's supreme leader, who would love nothing more than to see America as a whole, Republicans and Democrats equally, fall flat on their face? That speaks volumes of this administration. And you wonder why their approval ratings are so low? It's because they are so one-sided. They are so vindictive. And their violence, the silence that they're exhibiting right now, it is dangerous. The silence is deafening coming out of the White House on this.
Many businesses and institutions around the country will be closed in observance of Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday today. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now 34 after the hour this Monday morning, finding time for you in our discussions. That's cool. I think that I have assembled a group here that can excel in making your life better and maybe a little easier here and there, a little spiritual uplifting, maybe a little physical. Let's do our calisthenics. Ooh-ha-ha. And certainly, depending on your intellectual quotient, your intellectual needs are fulfilled here. I'd like to think that was something that we provided as we discussed the events of the day, the issues of the day, some conversation that matters about some people, and the Donald Trump thing this weekend in Arizona brings me around to thinking about how, and this goes back to Martin Luther King too, actually, in my mind it does. There are a couple of examples of the kind of really extreme pressure or prejudice that comes about, we were talking about color of skin and religion, but there's a real prejudice aimed at people who have different political ideas on both sides here in our country. And this is one of the reasons I think there's need for a third party to sort of kick this issue, put it on its knees. So the first example I have of what I'm talking about is the fact that DirecTV, which is a cable provider, is dropping the Cable One America news channel. It's called OAN. What is that? One America News, obviously. What
One America News, yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah. And so even though Trump thinks it's fabulous and yada, yada, I don't really care anymore what Trump thinks about anything. I care about what is the broad spectrum of things that are being taken apart, picked apart, piece by piece by piece in the country. January 6th, you know, everybody's pointing to that and what Trump... That's not the issue for me.
No, in fact, just to comment on this, because, you know, with the little bit of knowledge that I have, because part of my background is working in the cable business, there's a couple of things that could be happening here. It could be totally political, right, where a network is being targeted, and that would not be beyond the point of possibility.
That's what they do with Facebook. And
absolutely.
Twitter. Sure.
And by the way, if that is the case, shame on them, because I think that there needs to be equal representation. I mean, every broadcast media outlet has a left-leaning slant. There isn't one that is just straight news anymore. And so to give conservatives a couple of places to go is, I think, the right thing in just providing equal representation for your customers, especially if you're trying to serve your customers. But one thing that I will say is that in the cable industry, and believe me, I know this, you live and die by the number of people that are viewing you. It used to be in the old days that they didn't really know, unless you were a Nielsen customer, how many people were watching.
And even those, you never knew the truth there either.
Right.
They still
and
don't.
So
ratings.
In the early days, keep in mind that cable companies have to pay, in most cases, for the programming that they own, or that they air. So while you're watching Disney, or you're watching ESPN, or you're watching Home and Garden, each time that they offer that to somebody, that's a certain number of cents or dollars. ESPN charges a lot. The Disney suite is like $9 a customer, basically. So if a cable company has 100,000 customers, whether they watch Disney and ESPN or not, they're paying $9 for each head that is watching that in affiliate fees. So there could be a legitimate business decision where they say, well, people are not watching that much, they're not watching One America News, because One America News is watched less than Newsmax. Newsmax is watched less than Fox News. That could be the reason for their decision, and it could be One America News that is coming out saying, well, this feels personal, it's conservative, when maybe it was based in a business decision. We just don't know. But it could also be because of what they do on their channel. If they are going by ratings, well, then CNN should be in a little bit of trouble, because MSNBC and Fox are killing CNN in the ratings. So is CNN next, if that's the reason, you know, viewership becomes the reason, and we know that's never going to happen. They're never going to drop CNN because of the power behind them. So I think it's interesting. I think it's easy, and it would be very smart for One America News if they got dropped for viewership issues, that they would come out and say, well, you're going after us because we're conservative. But who knows?
Well,
right?
Let's see where they go.
There's a lot to be unpacked.
So
right.
that's a great explanation. Thank you for that from your point of view. Jennifer not only does this program every day, but she does the morning program on KRLA in Los Angeles to a great audience. And she also, along with her dad, runs the CRN digital. Well, they don't call it digital anymore. It's just CRN Talk. There are six or seven different cable channels that feed systems all around the country and radio stations as well. So she certainly is an audiophile and and understands how the business works. Now, let's go one step further. On Friday afternoon, I got an email from the person in the sales office who runs the sales division of MyPillow. And I've been in touch with her for the years that I've been doing, how many years I've been doing MyPillow here. Jennifer, I don't know. You do MyPillow spots on CRN, don't you?
Yeah.
Did.
By the way, this is an example of canceling someone. This is
right,
not,
exactly.
There's no excuse.
Right. So here comes the notice from the bank that does business with MyPillow. And basically, the notice in the email was that the bank has shut them down. That is, they have told them that they no longer can do business at this big bank, probably the largest bank in Minnesota, where these 1,500 or 1,600 people work. So that means they can't get their check. That means that I don't get paid for doing commercials, nor does Jennifer, nor does anybody else that does commercials. And there was a conversation, apparently, that was recorded by some of the people who were in the bank talking about Lindell and his theories, people, you know, the reference to election lies and whether, you know, there were all kinds of other things that were part of it. You know, we may disagree with him, and we may think that the guy is a crackpot. But that doesn't
or
mean...
Or not.
Yeah, exactly.
Or not. You may think he is or not.
Right. So, anyway, I thought that this is sort of under the guise of this whole critical race theory thing, and also, you know, the prejudice. I don't think this is just about race. That's why I brought it up. That's why I said what I did in the last half hour. This is about the cancel culture that is running rampant in our country right now. If you don't agree with somebody, you want to shut them down. Oh, you're not doing people. You can't believe the number of people who said to me, "I can't believe you're still doing MyPillow commercials." What?
My dad just lost a friend because we carry MyPillow commercials at Sierra. We also, by the way, for the record, carry Stephanie Miller and Tom Hartman, liberal show hosts. And my dad certainly doesn't agree with them, but we carry them because you want everybody to be represented. And just to clarify what's happening here with Mike Lindell, his bank came, and they have audio of it, by the way. This is not like him just saying something. They
we're
going to
play
audio.
The audio. I've got the audio. Yeah. We're going to play some
of it. Of the bank saying no, and he says, "Do I have a bad credit score? Why are you taking away my account?" They don't want him to bank there. This weekend I was out with a guy who does gold, and he said a few years ago that the gold business and the people who sold ammunition and guns were also threatened by banks to have them shaken out of the system because they considered them to be unsafe.
It's the same thing as the government won't let banks do. The government won't let businesses that grow marijuana do business in the federal banking system. What are you talking about? Anyway, the reference that Jennifer just made to the conversation in the bank, here's some of it.
But just because of our organization saying, well, why are we connected with somebody that could be in the news, and not that the FBI is even sniffing and looking, but what if somebody came in and said, you know what, we are going to subpoena all his account records and this and that, and then all of a sudden we make the news. So it's more of a reputation risk. You wouldn't know this, but I used to bank Tom Petters, and or I was involved in dealing with Mr. Petters, and all of a sudden, you know, you get a subpoena.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, man, and then you make the news, and it wasn't at this organization when I did that. But I also banked another guy just like Mike Lindell, who used to be in the Eden Prairie and was indicted.
Yeah.
And it's like, darn, darn, darn.
So you're saying, so right now, the timeline that we're kind of given is that the account needs to be closed
this week for this Frank's speech.
By Friday, you're saying, or just by the end of, okay.
I would say within 7 days, if you could, and if you would. And I mean, there isn't, nobody's chasing you, but it's my boss's boss has said, Tom, would you please?
No, I understand. I mean, and at the end of the day, you know, that's, you know, you have to do what your job requires you to. Can you give me any? So you said there's also potentially some bleeding going into over the other accounts as well.
I would say all of them, yes.
So they just it just hasn't reached that height yet. But I could be getting a call next week with the same conversation.
Well, this would be the same call to say Frank's speech for sure as soon as we can in the next month, if we could, the other accounts as well.
And there's a couple of other. You might fast forward that a little bit, if you would, Phil. I want to get the last end of this conversation. But you heard them talking about government intimidation there. You heard them. They don't want to mess with or be messed with anybody who sent. And it's very plausible. You go back to the era of J. Edgar Hoover, when he was investigating anybody and everybody he wanted to for reasons that were completely unethical, unconstitutional.
Lois Lerner did it in the Obama administration, and it kind of came forward that.
Well, so did Nixon. Went after his enemies with the FBI and the IRS. So,
but I know a guy who found, a congressman who found himself in jail in Texas because he challenged Lois Lerner. I mean, it's insane.
So you can't, nobody can think for themselves anymore if you have a differing opinion because there's too much downfall. That is the bigger issue here.
Yeah.
Yep.
That is just astounding.
I don't want my grandchildren to grow up in a country like that, frankly. But you can figure out if you, see, this is the problem with the educational system. There isn't enough criticism of the way the and the people that are being hired to teach in schools more often than not have a left of center point of view. I see that. I'm not the last guy in the room to figure things out. And I don't like it. I don't like my tax dollars going to support a point of view. I want to pay for programs. I want to pay for services. But I'll be damned if I want to have a school that's teaching people things that are not necessarily, it doesn't make a difference whether I agree with them or not. They're just not, it's not right. It's not fair. It's not just. It's not equal. We're supposed to be, the justice system and all of our systems are supposed to provide equality under the law. And they don't. And we don't. Justice isn't equal. You can see that going on in any number of places. I was talking about that with my friend Jack Stockwell, with whom I spent the weekend in Salt Lake City, about the kind of things that are going on where people are doing all kinds of horrible things, not even being prosecuted, because the people in charge don't think, well, that's not really a noteworthy murder. That person should have been killed, or, you know, something like that, that is completely foreign and foul to the way that the country was set up. Was the country set up perfectly? Is the Constitution perfectly written? No, it's not. But there are a lot of things in it that we supposedly subscribe to, at least in theory, that we don't really subscribe to. We're not really an equal, under the eyes of the law, an equal country. We don't treat the people equally. And this thing with the bank and Lindell is a perfect example of how people are getting screwed. And it's just, it isn't right. It's not right at all. 48 after the hour.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
So I used the savings from switching to Progressive 30 years ago to buy tickets to the championship game. You know, between those two teams that didn't exist 30 years ago. Yeah, I'm a big Alaska Palm Trees fan. Which is a team now, in the future.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
Deep breath.
Mai's virtual meditation studio has never been busier.
Imagine not working.
They need a remote assistant to realign their scheduling.
A blank calendar. Sorry, back to your breath.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
New year, new look. Nothing says fresh start like a clean-shaven face, a perfectly touched-up beard, or a handsome mustache. However you shave, there's nothing better than saving money all year long. And with cartridge refills as low as $2 each, a steady supply of high-quality razors from Harry's will help you spend less to look your best. So go to harrys.com now and use code FRESH22 to check out a starter set with razor, handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tags, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Your local Staples is saying thanks in a big way. Right now, earn a $30 Staples store bonus when you spend $100 in store. Get custom printing or signage for your business, earn a $30 bonus. Get the latest tech, earn a $30 bonus. Get supplies for your classroom, earn a $30 bonus. It's that easy. Set yourself up for success in the new year by exploring what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Limit 1 ends 1/22. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, 53 after the hour, Monday's Tech Talk time has arrived. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay Kirstner and I are going to go through the Tech Talk stuff. Usually that's Victoria's job, but she's off today. So I'll start with these big tech companies that are actually facing, Jay, the biggest expansion in potential technology regulation in a long time. We go back to the Act of 1996, and then you look further back than that. The Telecommunications Act of 96, look further back than that when all these big companies like AT&T were broken up, and now they've grown back to the same size they were before. This is not just going on here in America either, by the way. There are new laws under consideration in Europe and Asia as well that could put very sharp limits on how big tech companies treat smaller competitors, restrict their use of artificial intelligence, facial recognition, for example. Some of these proposals, if you look at them, could ban common practices like companies giving their own products a boost in their own rankings, something that could have an operational impact. A lot of analysts are looking at that. At the same time, regulators globally are advancing dozens of investigations related to competition and privacy that could lead to more than just sort of speeding tickets for some of these big tech giants like Facebook and Google, etc. Under consideration, according to regulators and executives, are orders or settlements that could cut off transatlantic data flows. Wow. I don't know if that's good or not. Cut off some kinds of advertising, delay major product changes, or force ongoing oversight of activities. So big government is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. This is the kind of stuff that people say is necessary because these companies are out of control. Well, they're out of control because people don't understand what their impact is, and that's just ignorance, lack of education on the part of the public. So more laws because people are not that bright. That's basically what we're coming down to here, and one wonders if this is an appropriate way to approach the problem. That's something that gets discussed and looked at a little more carefully, I think, as time moves on. In a moment, a focus on Google and Facebook and some of the other people doing stuff illegally, and that's why they're calling for some of this regulation. We'll get to that after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
All right, Jay Kirshner, what's going on with Google and Facebook CEOs?
Well, apparently they signed off on a deal that allegedly gave the social network an advantage in Google's online advertising auctions. This is according to newly unredacted court filing from a lawsuit originally filed in 2020. And the newly unsealed court document says that the Google CEO and the Facebook CEO previously involved in approving an ad agreement. And since the lawsuit was filed, Facebook's rebranded their parent company to Meta. So Meta is not the defendant in this. It is still Google. But apparently the original lawsuit accused Google of harming competitors by engaging in quote-unquote false, deceptive, or misleading acts.
Can you imagine? Oh, wow. I could never imagine that would happen with those two little ones.
Yeah. Isn't that like a famous quote from a movie like, stop breaking the law, expletive deleted. Oh, liar, liar, Jim Carrey. That's what it's from. But yeah, so this all alleged that Facebook illegally teamed up with Google, and that was not okay.
No. Well, it's false and deceptive in terms of what the message in the advertising was deceptive and the way it was presented. But how does Facebook get out of it just by changing its name? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah, they're not. The monopoly's over.
Yeah, let's hope so. There's nobody who's less popular. Maybe Trump and Zuckerberg are in the same kettle of fish.
Yes.
In a sense. Okay, there it is, our tech report at 30. Whoops.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.